Start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah. Allah, Allah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyid al-Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad. وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي اللهم افتح علينا حكمتك وانشر علينا رحمتك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله All praises is due to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our sustainer, cherisher, nourisher, and the master of the Day of Judgment, the owner, initiator, and creator of everything that exists. Abundance of peace, blessings, and choicest salutations be upon the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of the Ummah, the owner of Jannah, Arwahuna Fida. May our souls be sacrificed at his blessed feet. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is resting beneath the illuminous dome in Madinatul Munawwara. May peace and blessings be upon his illustrious Ahlul Bayt and companions, Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in. Marhaba once again to all the viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, to our program, should I say your family program, called The Early Echo. May Allah Azza wa Jal accept all your lawful wishes. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you the tawfiq and ability to present yourself in the beautiful city of Makkatul Mukarrama and Madinatul Munawwara. Zadahallahu sharfan wa ta'zeema. We are blessed with our Muballigh of Da'awat Islami, and he is none other than our respected and honorable brother Junaid Khushtari Attari Sallamahu al-Bari. Let us welcome him in this program. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
MashaAllah, Junaid bhai, how are you doing today?
Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen ala kulli hal. How are you?
Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen ala kulli hal. MashaAllah Madina, last week we had a beautiful program in studio, and today the topic is also very interesting, very informative, should I say. And of course, the idea behind these programs is to basically convey the message of Allah Azza wa Jal and his beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And I would request you, maybe inshallah Azza wa Jal, to maybe speak a little on today's topic, maybe to give a hint inshallah before we go to the Nahar Sharif and Durood e Pak inshallah.
Ji, alhamdulillah, today's topic is very, very interesting. It is something in society that we need to implement in our life.
Right.
So in order to be successful in society, or in order to be successful on a day of Qiyamah and successful in the Akhirah, this topic of today's discussion is very important.
Alhamdulillah. So it is a topic not to be missed?
No, definitely.
A program not to be missed?
Not to be missed.
Are you ready, Junaid bhai?
Ji, alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah, mashallah. So, but you're not telling what the topic is all about. Should we just leave it pending?
I think surprise is better, yeah.
Okay, inshallah. So let's leave that for after the kalam, Nati Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which we shall be listening to in a moment's time. But before that as well, let us, as per routine, listen to the blessings and virtues of reciting Salat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Allama Mawlana Sharfuddin Muhammad Busiri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Bahut bade paaye ke buzurg guzre hain, and he has mentioned that once he had a very serious stroke that left him half paralyzed. Half of his body was not working. And he says that he underwent long-term medical treatments, but nothing just came right for him. And due to being upset and, not understanding as to how can he make this work, he thought to himself that why should I not compose a qasida in the shan, in the status of Mustafa Jani Rahmat sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Actually, a munajat in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal through using the wasila of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, sending my request in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this way, through the barakat of this qasida, Allah will grant me shifa. With this niyat, with this intention, he says, I then began to compose a qasida. Aur ye wo qasida hai jo sari dunya mein mashhoor hai. Bachcha bachcha padhta hai, mashallah. Known as qasida burda sharif.
Subhanallah.
So he says, I began to write this qasida. And when I completed this qasida, he says, ek din mere khab mein, سرکاری دو جہاں احمد مختار
آئے ہیں,
دو جہاں کے مالک و مختار صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم خواب میں تشریف لائے. He says, he came in my dream and my fortune had smiled at me. اللہ اکبر. He صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم came and he placed his affectionate hands above my body by rubbing my body. And thereafter he blessed me with his shawl that he placed over me. He says, when my eyes opened, when I had come out of my sleep, as I awoke, I had noticed that the very shawl was upon my
body.
Subhanallah. There was a shawl upon my body and I could smell and receive the beautiful fragrance of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, something totally unique. And he says, the surprising part was this, that as I had awoken from my sleep, I was able to walk. Allahu Akbar. I was totally cured. I gained shifa through the barakat and blessings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he says, one of the reasons for that was I had composed this qasida. What is this qasida? Subhanallah.
Mawla ya salli wa sallim daiman abadan ala habibika khayril khalqi kullihim huwa alhabib الذي ترجى شفاعته هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحيم مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيب بك خير الخلق كلهم صبح تبا میں ہوئی بٹتا ہے باڑا نور کا صدقہ لینے نور کا آیا ہے تارا نور کا تیری نسل پاک میں ہے بچہ بچہ نور کا تیری نسل پاک میں ہے بچہ بچہ نور کا تو ہے عین نور تیرا سب گھرانا نور کا تو ہے عین نور تیرا سب گھرانا نور کا مولا یا صلی وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم محمد سيد كونين وثقلين محمد سيد كونين وثقلين والفريقين من عرب جامي مولا يا صلي وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرام مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم.
sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, have you seen how our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam immediately reaches to the help of his followers? Allahu Akbar. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam definitely assists his followers, his devotees, his lovers throughout the globe. Therefore, you and I, we should recite abundance of durood and salat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We should never ever be deprived of this great blessing. Remember, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he cared for his ummatis to this extent that even when he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born, according to the narrations, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes into sajda. Allahu Akbar. And he says, Rabbi habli ummati ya ummati. How much of concern. Allahu Akbar, even the Quran Pak speaks about how much connection the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has for his ummatis and for his followers. Allahu Akbar. Hadithun alaykum bil mu'mineen ra'ufur rahim. So therefore, we should also love our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and it is the rights of the ummatis that they should send abundance of durood upon the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is important that we should do this in order to attain salvation from the fears and from the calamities of this world as well as the hereafter. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nonetheless, alhamdulillah, now we shall listen to a beautiful naati Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Should I ask you to guess the naat for today, Junaid bhai?
I have no idea.
Allahu Akbar. So chali inshallah azawajal. I know this is Junaid bhai's favorite naati Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as well, and that is Bhard Jholi. Meri sarkare Madina lot kar mena chaunga khali. Bada pyara kalam hai, ise suniyega. After this naati Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we shall continue with our program. Kindly stay locked to Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Agar tum na sunoge to meri kaun sunega, agar tum na karoge to karam kaun karega. Bhar do jholi meri sarkare Madina, bhar do jholi meri tajdare Madina, laut kar main na jaunga khali. Kuch nawason ka sadqa ata ho mere aqa, kuch nawason ka sadqa ata ho, apne pyaron ka sadqa ata ho. Dar pe aaya hu ban kar suwali, dar pe aaya hu ban kar suwali. Jholi meri sarkare Madina, bhar do jholi meri tajdare Madina, laut kar main na jaunga khali. Tum zamane ke mukhtar ho ya Nabi, bekason ke madadgar ho ya Nabi. Tum zamane ke mukhtar ho ya Nabi, bekason ke madadgar ho ya Nabi. Sab ki sunte ho apne ho ya ghair ho, sab ki sunte ho apne ho ya ghair ho. Tum gareebon ke gham khwar ho ya Nabi, bhar do jholi meri sarkare Madina, bhar do jholi meri tajdare Madina, laut kar main na jaunga khali. Kuch nawason ka sadqa ata ho mere aqa, Ghaus-e Azam ka sadqa ata ho. Dar pe aaya hu ban kar suwali, hum ghairan jo musibat ke mare hue, sakht mushkil mein hai gham se haare hue. Hum ghairan jo مصیبت کے مارے ہوئے سخت مشکل میں ہے غم سے ہارے ہوئے یا نبی کچھ خدا راہ میں بھیک دو یا نبی کچھ خدا راہ میں بھیک دو در پہ آئیں گے جھولی بسارے ہوئے بھر دو جھولی میری سرکار مدینہ لوٹ کر میں نہ جاؤں گا خالی مخالف زمانہ کدھر جائیں ہم حال دل بے کسی کس کو دکھلائیں ہم تمہارے بھکاری ہیں یا مصطفیٰ ہم تمہارے بھکاری ہیں یا مصطفیٰ کس کے آگے بھلا ہاتھ پھیلائیں ہم بھر دو جھولی میری سرکار مدینہ بھر دو جھولی میری تاجدار مدینہ لوٹ کر میں نہ جاؤں گا خالی زندگی بخش دی بندگی کو آبرو دین حق کی بچا لی ہاں آبرو دین حق کی بچا لی میرے آقا کا پیارا پیارے آقا کا پیارا پیارے آقا کا پیارا نواسا جس نے سجدے میں گردن کر ڈالی حشر میں ان کو دیکھیں گے جس دور امتی کہیں گے خوشی سے ہاں امتی سے کہ آ رہے گے وہ دیکھو محمد میرے آقا آ رہے گے وہ دیکھو آ رہے گے وہ دیکھو آ رہے گے وہ دیکھو آ رہے گے آ رہے گے وہ دیکھو میرے آقا جن کی ہے شان سب سے نرالی کاش پر نم تیارے نبی میں جیتے جی ہو بلاوا کسی دن ہاں جیتے جی ہو بلاوا کسی دن حال دل مصطفیٰ کو سناؤں حال دل مصطفیٰ کو سناؤں دیکھ کر ان کے روزے کی جالی بھر دو جھولی میری تاجدار مدینہ بھوٹ کر میں نہ جاؤں گا خالی کچھ نواسوں کا صدقہ عطا ہو میرے آقا اپنے پیاروں کا صدقہ عطا ہو میرے آقا غوث اعظم کا صدقہ عطا ہو میرے آقا میرے مرشد کا صدقہ عطا ہو در پہ آیا ہوں بن کر سوالی در پہ آیا ہوں بن کر سوالی در پہ آیا ہوں بن کر سوالی
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم آمین ثم آمین اللہم آمین We all made this dua together کہ بھر دو جھولی میری سرکار مدینہ لوٹ کر میں نہ جاؤں گا خالی آف کورس دس از دا دربار آف مصطفیٰ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم یہاں کوئی خالی ہاتھ جاتا ہی نہیں ہے Whoever comes and asks for whatever he want Whoever asked for power, he was granted power. Whoever asked for wealth, he is given wealth. Whoever asked for health, he is granted health. Whoever asked for memory, he is given power of memory. Allahu Akbar. Just imagine, no one ever goes empty-handed. Leave alone insan, even jinns and other creatures are never sent empty-handed from this darbar. Allahu Akbar. وہی بھرتے ہیں جھولیاں سب کی کیونکہ وہ سمجھتے ہیں بولیاں سب کی. If you go to Madinatul Munawwara and you have a
glance at what happens at the Rawdah-e Mubarak. Someone is asking in English, someone is asking in Urdu, in different languages. Kuch nawaso ka sadqa ata ho, dar pe aaya hoon, bankar suwali. Ameen, thumma ameen. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us the nearness and the closeness to the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Chunki sarkar sallallahu alaihi wasallam ki baat ho rahi hai, to chali isi se shuruaat lete hain ki our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had set such beautiful examples for his followers that Allahu Akbar, to date there is no such example ever to show us so that we may follow and refer to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. From amongst them there is a very beautiful quality, and that is called forgiveness. Logo ko maaf karna, to oversee, to forbear, to have tolerance. These are different words, but they all come to one conclusion, and that is to forgive a person. When you have a very high rate of tolerance and forbearance, then you would learn how to forgive people. Sure. Allahu Akbar. Nonetheless, today's topic is the importance of forgiving. Ji haan, aapne sahi suna, the importance of forgiving. And if you cannot forgive, if you do not know how to forgive, then this is, of course, the first step to destruction in this world and in the hereafter. Because the destructions we see around us in our society, in our families, the grudges people carry and have, the malice and hatred they have for each another, because people do not know how to forgive others. We do not know how to forgive one another, chahe dost ke beech mein koi masala hua ho, bhaiyon ke beech mein, families ki maabain, to jo issues hai, jo masail aate hain, and we do not know how to cope with it, so we have the grudge in our heart. We have that enmity in our heart, which, you know, stays there for a very long time. And due to that enmity, due to that hatred, abhi aapko ek misal do, Junaid bhai, I'm sure you have heard about this in recent days, abhi do teen hafte pehle ki baat hai, that there was a person who lost his life. Ji haan, he lost his life here in this very same city, simply because another family member had taken his life because of a grudge. Allahu Akbar. Agar wo use muaf kar deta ki jai maine aapko Allah Rasul ki rizah ke liye muaf kiya, I have forgiven you, to wo, this would have not taken happen. Of course, mashiyat ilahi, whatever was predestined for this person, ye to aisa hua hai kyunki usne aisa niyat kar hi liya tha. Allah Azza wa Jal knew it beforehand that this person will do this, therefore it was written accordingly in his taqdeer ki ye banda aisa karega, because Allah Azza wa Jal knew in his divine knowledge what he will do. But on the other hand, if you look at it, if this person had the courage of forgiving, and he said, I hand over this matter to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I would not take revenge from anybody. Halaki iska matter tha bhi nahi, lekin because this person got involved, another person had lost his life. Allahu Akbar. It was the talk of the town. Throughout the world, you will hear such stories, simply because cousins are unable to forgive each other. Brothers, for a very long time to come, saal ke saal guzar jate hain, they are not talking to each other. Why? 10-20 saal pehle ye kuch mamla hua, to unki family mein jo bacche paida ho rahe hote na, wo bhi aapas mein baatcheet nahi karte hain. Family dispute, family arguments and quarrels and all these things, simply because people are unable to forgive each other. Junaid bhai, what is your input?
Ji, very beautifully said, Maulana Tawri sahab. Actually, the reason why a person cannot forgive, this is one of the reasons. There are many reasons, but one of the reasons is because the heart is hard. It's caused by a hardness, somebody's heart.
Hardness.
Yeah, when the hardness of the heart, when the heart is hard, it's dark, it's too black, then, you know, the Holy Prophet mentioned some organ in your body. Look after the organ, treasure that organ. And that organ is so important that if that organ doesn't work, your body is useless. So like that, a person does not forgive because his heart is full of darkness. You need to remove the darkness from the heart. If a person swings towards shaitan's waswasa, then automatically his heart will become dark. There's no ruhaniyat. Spirituality is missing from people's life. Some people, they do all the action, all the actions, but no ruhaniyat. No spirituality. Like, for example, electricity. If you've got a piece of wire, you connect it to the stove, the TV, the lights, but if there's no electricity flowing in the wire, the light won't work. So this is missing. And in order to develop the spirituality, we need to cleanse our hearts.
Allahu
we need to learn, like you mentioned, learn about the life of the Holy Prophet ﷺ. how much of sacrifice he gave, how much of tolerance he had, how much of how he forgave his enemies, how he treated people that was cruel to him, how he treated people that was rude to him. Look at the family of Rasulullah Islam. They was massacred. In like Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu and his beloved family was massacred in Karbala. Like that incident you mentioned about that person who passed away, you know, it's sad. It really touched my heart. When I saw this article in the paper, when I had that phone call, I know that this person who passed away, I knew him personally. Mm. I can vouch for him. His character was wonderful. Mm. Wonderful. He was so friendly, from what I know. And he had a small child, maybe about 1 year, 2 years old. Mm-hmm. Now imagine what face will that person who ordered him to be murdered, how will that individual stand and face Allah Azza wa Jalla on the day of Qiyamah? How will that individual face the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and say, Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam, please give me some water from Wadi Qawthar.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
Please forgive me, I killed one of your ummatis. No face. The people actually don't know the reward of forgiveness. So the reward of forgiving is very, very important. And why we have difficulty in society nowadays? Lots of people got no barakat. There's no money, no barakat. And now look at it. Those days, people live long. Our nanas, our dadas, our dadis, over 100 years. Now people are dying under 50. Be close to those who break away from you and be close to your family members. This is actually a hadith narrated by Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take your account easy on a day of Qiyamah. Allah Azza wa Jal will take that individual account very easily on day of Qiyamah. And Allah Azza wa Jal will grant that individual Jannah. Allah. There's three qualities. These give to those who take from you. Men relationships with those who break from you. And men family ties. You should mend family ties. Nowadays you see the brother not talking to each other. Mother fighting with daughter. Husband fighting with wife. You know one incident I heard. And this is not a joke, it's reality. One man gave talaq 3 times. How many times?
3 times.
3 times he gave talaq to his wife because she put too much sugar in her tea.
Yeah, but the point that we make here is that gusse se aadmi kya kar baithta hai. Our topic for today is forgiveness. How one should forgive, how one should forbear. I mean, is example not sufficient that Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, his maternal cousin, Hazrat Sayyidina Mistah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, kisi baat pe anbar ho gayi. And he was upset with him and he taken a vow. And who's this Hazrat Mistah radiallahu anhu? He was a Badri companion. He participated in the Battle of Badr. And of course, he is a maternal cousin of Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anhu. Itne nisbate hone ke bawajood bhi, when Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, who used to help him financially, kyunki ye ghareeb the, he was a destitute. And when Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anhu was upset with him, he said that as of today, I will not offer any financial help to this person. My own maternal cousin. Allahu Akbar. And then this verse was revealed. وَلْيَعْفُوا وَلْيَسْفَحُوا أَلَا تُحِبُّونَ أَن يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. And they should forgive and forbear. Do they not wish that Allah may forgive them as well? Allahu Akbar. So of course, how can we compare to Sayyidina Siddiqi Akbar radiallahu anhu? Allahu Akbar. But the example given here is that as this verse was recited by the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anhu continued providing that financial help. Ki theek hai, ye jo mere taraf se allowance de raha hoon, ya jo bhi kar raha hoon, main karte rahunga, main deta rahunga. At the same time, that tuff that they had, that argument that they had, the quarrel that they had was resolved. Please stay tuned to Madani channel. Watch this Madani Guldasta and thereafter we shall continue. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Today in our society, we see many issues, we see many things happening. Brother with a brother, children with other children, a neighbor with another neighbor, within families, within businesses, within a single compound. When something happens, another person wants to show that he is greater. Another person wants to show that he has more connections. If something has happened and a person does not like it, he does not forget it, he does not leave it, he does not ignore it. But instead, what do we see is that a person would be on his sleeves and ever ready to take revenge and to show that I am better than you. If you have done this to me, then I'll do that to you. If you show me your eyes, I will show you my eyes back. If you show me your fist, I'll show you two fists. If you hit me, I will kick you. So we have that sort of enthusiasm within ourselves. Instead of forgetting, instead of tolerating, we want to revenge one another. We want to show who we are. While what does the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam teach us? What are the parameen of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam? Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said that the one who has three qualities, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take his accountability with ease on the day of judgment. The companions asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, what are those three qualities? Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam replied, give to those who deprive you. Give to those who deprive you. Second one, mend ties, mend relations with those who cut off ties with you. And number three, forgive those who oppress you. So within our families, if we have instances wherein two brothers are not talking to one another, do not wait for the other one to come and approach for forgiveness. Why don't we be the ones to ask for forgiveness? Why don't we be the ones to mend relations and act upon the hadith of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, as a result of which, inshallah, by the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our accountability will be taken with easiness on the day of judgment. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, those who have oppressed you, forgive them. Forgive them, be tolerant about them. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said that the one who deprives you, give them. That no, he did not give me. When his child was getting married, he did not invite me. Why should I invite him? Why should I give him this? Why should I help him out? Why should I attend his call? Why should I answer to his message? No. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, the one who deprives him, give him. What is the result? Result is easiness in accountability on the day of judgment. Such a great reward. Needs a little bit of sacrifice. A little bit of sacrifice. A little bit of hard work from our side, inshallah, will give us such great benefits on the day of judgment. Sayyidina Ubay bin Ka'b radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, the one who wants a palace in Jannah. Do you want a palace in Jannah? Of course, we all want a palace in Jannah. So what is the procedure? Ubay bin Ka'b radiyallahu ta'ala anhu reports, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, if you want a palace in Jannah, if you want your status, if you want your ranks to be elevated, then forgive those who oppress you. Mend relations with those who try to break ties with you. And give to those who deprive you. Jannah. Easy accountability, raise in ranks. What do we have to do? Little bit of big-heartedness is needed from us. A habit of forgiving, a habit of tolerance is needed from us. And we will see this benefit not in the hereafter only, but in the world itself. We will see that our society will become like a garden of Madinatul Munawwara, full of peace, full of tranquility, full of blessings, insha'Allah, azza wa jal. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. We are discussing the benefits and the importance of forgiveness. Forgiving others, you know, Junaid bhai, one example I would like to give, which we study when we study the seer of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is that Habbar ibn al-Aswad. This person caused initially a lot of pain to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam sent some of his companions, two great companions, to Madinatul Munawwara to bring his daughter, Hazrat Sayyidina Zainab radiyallahu ta'ala anha. So with Salama and another companion, when they went to fetch her, by then the khabar had reached the kuffar of Makkah al-Mukarramah that the daughter of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is also on her way to Madinatul Munawwarah. Allahu Akbar. So from Makkah al-Mukarramah, these people were in search for Bibi Zainab radiyallahu ta'ala anha, and they found her at a specific place, and Habbar ibn al-Aswad, through a spear, caused so much of pain to her that she fell to the ground.
Allah.
From her camel. For a few days, she was given treatment. She even had a miscarriage. Allahu Akbar. And when this news reached the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this caused so much of takleef and pain to him. Aap zara khud soche, koi kisi ke family wale ko itna nuksan pohchaye, what will be the level of your anger? And the revenge that you would like to. And remember, this is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who has full authority. You and I do not have authority. If we want to do something back in return, we'll think twice to cover our tracks. After the conquest of Makkatul Mukarrama, after the victory of Makkah Sharif, jab aap sallallahu alaihi wasallam sahaba ke saath wapas Madina tashreef le aaye, this person Habbar ibn al-Aswad, he was moving from city to city, hiding, ducking, diving, never wanted to be caught. Nonetheless, after the conquest of Makkatul Mukarrama, one day when the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was seated with his companions, Habbar entered. And as he entered, people indicate to the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ye wahi shakhs hai. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told them, keep quiet and sit down. Allahu Akbar. And after some time, another person said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, aap hukum farmaye to ye shakhs ye bhi baitha hai. There he seated right here. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then quietened him as well. And seeing the style of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Habbar ko samajh mein aa gaya tha ki the sahaba ikram want to take full revenge from me for what I have done, which he was very ashamed of. And then he stood up from his place and he came to the feet of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I have seen you from closely today. I've seen you so closely. And despite me causing so much of harm and takleef to you, you have forgiven me. Allahu Akbar. And looking at this outstanding akhlaq of yours, I truly repent from my heart and recite the kalima, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. It was due to this conduct and the way Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam handled the matter, ki inhone unko maaf kar diya. He was forgiven by the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And due to this outstanding mannerism and akhlaq and ethics of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this person was motivated to recite the kalima. Allah Hazrat farmate hai, Kaun deta hai dene ko wo chahiye, Kaun deta hai dene ko wo chahiye, Dene wala hai sacha hamara nabi sabse aula aala hamara nabi sabse bala aala hamara nabi. Ji Junaid bhai,
talking about the conquest of Makkah, some narrations say there was almost 10,000 sahaba ikram came with the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam after almost 10 years of difficulty. Imagine being exiled from your hometown. You know, Madini Aka sallallahu alaihi wasallam loved Makkah so much, but he had to leave his hometown due to being oppressed so much. He migrated to Madina to Munawwara. But coming back to the place of Makkah to Mukarramah, 10,000 sahaba ikram, the massive army at the time, the biggest army of the Muslims. And then, you know, all those kuffar, those people who oppressed the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, like you mentioned now, you know. And they was worried and they asked, Ya Rasulullah, you know, Nabi Pakistan asked him, you know, what do you think I will do with you? What do you think is your fate now? You know, and they mentioned that you are the Prophet of Allah, you are most forgiving. And they beg for forgiveness. The same personality who threw the spear and killed the beloved uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, you know, Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the beloved uncle who the Holy Prophet loved so much. He loved him so much, and Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu helped the deen of Islam at the early ages. When he joined Islam, when he entered the fold of Islam, he helped the Holy Prophet, you know,
in
grow
his vision,
Islam.
Yes.
Yeah. And the Nabi Pakistan loved him so much. But the same personality who threw the spear, who killed Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he came and made tawbah. He made tawbah at the feet of Rasul Pakistan. He asked for forgiveness. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, please forgive me. And what did the beloved of Allah Azza wa Jal? Imagine your own uncle, like you mentioned, the daughter being made shaheed by the enemy.
At that point, Junaid bhai, you know, kyunki riwayaton mein jo aaya hai na, ki when the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked them, ki aaj aapko kya lagta hai? What do you think today? What should I do with you? Allahu Akbar. Ab zahir se baat hai, Sarkar do alam sallallahu alaihi wasallam khud hi pooch rahe hain that, okay, what do you think I should do with you? The reason for asking this question was because they knew very well what they done to the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 10 years back. Aur ye wo sahaba ikram hain jinhone apne ghar khoye, family aur ahbab khoye hain, sara kuch lutaya, sara kuch kho gaya. اب 10 سال کے بعد آئے ہیں, ظاہر سی بات ہے نعرہ لگاتے ہوئے آئے ہیں, سم وی گیونگ دا نعرہ اینڈ دا سلوگن آف الیوم یوم الملحمہ, آج تو خون بہانے کا دن ہے, جبکہ سرکار دو عالم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم آگے سے یہ نعرہ لگا رہے تھے کہ الیوم یوم المرحمہ, آج خون بہانے کا دن نہیں ہے, ٹوڈے از ناٹ دا ڈے آف شیڈنگ بلڈ, ٹوڈے از دا ڈے آف مرسی, ٹوڈے از دا ڈے آف فورگیونس. نان دا لیس وین دس واز آسکڈ دے سیڈ یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, when you never did anything in return, you never retaliated to our oppression in the initial days, so aaj we only have one thing to say to you, that you are kind and you are a son of a kind person. Allahu Akbar, you are kind and you are the son of a kind person, what more should we expect from you? Kya aap hame maaf kar denge? Aap rahmatul lil alamin hain. Allahu Akbar. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam then forgiven them despite losing everything, as you mentioned, being driven out of your own hometown. How many sahaba ikram lost their family members, they lost their lives, you know, being just kicked out of your town where you was born, where you was brought up, you have business, you left everything behind. Allahu Akbar. Simply for what you had to leave your town, because you said la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nonetheless, Allahu Akbar, we have come to the end of this program, Junaid bhai, and any solutions you can give from your side, inshallah. Ji,
actually, you know, talking about this, it won't be actually you can say we won't do true justice to this show without mentioning the incident of our Amir al-Sunnah Hazrat Maulana Asqalani, very, you know, the great personality, the founder of Dawud Islami. And look at our Baba Jan, you know, one incident mentioned in his biography, that one day he went to give bayan in a masjid. This is who? Amir al-Sunnah Hazrat Maulana Ilyas Qadri, the founder and the leader of Dawud Islami, the Amir of the Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah. So he went to give bayan in a masjid far away from his house, and it was quite late after the bayan, so there was no taxis and buses. So he requested the imam that, please, can I stay in a masjid? Who is asking? Amir al-Sunnah is asking the imam of the masjid where he gave bayan. And then the Maulana says, no, let me find out from my committee.
Yeah,
let me ask the trustee, the committee, you know. And then he asked the committee, and the committee said no. The committee said no, and Amir al-Sunnah Hazrat Maulana Asqalani, this great personality who, you know, we will stand lines to meet him, to, you know, to kiss his hand, to take dua from him. What did he do? He didn't complain at the Maulana. Although he said, I came to do bayan in your masjid, he didn't complain to the trustees, I'm an alim, who are you? He went and slept in the streets. On the sidewalk, Baba Jan Amir al-Sunnah slept on the street, on the sidewalk. It was too far for him to walk. But look at his lifestyle. What is Baba Jan teaching us?
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
So the solution, my Nakis Mashura, according to some narrations and Hadith Sharif, in order to remove the darkness and soften the heart, as I said in the beginning, if the heart is hard, we need to soften it. If you soften the heart, then the love and the ruhaniyat will come out, so you can forgive somebody. We need to give salam. When you go outside, you come inside, spread salam. When you present salam to somebody, you actually saying, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you. And if Allah blesses you, then what more you want? So like that, in order to develop love and muhabbat, we need to actually present salam more often. And whenever you enter your house, recite bismillah, enter with the right foot, present salam to the members of the house, present salam to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in your house, recite Surah Ikhlas, and then the reward of this action, you will be prevented from family discords. By giving salam, reciting Surah Ikhlas, and presenting salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, your household, if any family discord that you have, will be removed, and also it will increase your sustenance.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah.
So it's important.
Alhamdulillah, Jazakallah so much, Junaid bhai, for these Madani pearls and beautiful advice that you had given. Bas amal ki tawfiq Allah azza wa jalla hame ata farmaye ki hum in madani phoolon par amal kare. Yes, may we practice and follow these Madani pearls, as it is very important, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel. Aaj isi waqt aap niyat farma le, at this moment, agar aap kisi se kalam nahi kar rahe hain, because aap usko maaf nahi kar sakte, if there is no shari'i prohibitions and there is no restrictions as far as sharia is concerned, you know, you may have a valid reason for being upset, but if it is a matter that can be resolved, if it is a matter that can be discussed and, you know, come to mutual terms and understanding, common terms, whatever it may be, you should take that step and be the first person to forgive and forget, inshallah. You don't know, this action of yours could lead you to Jannat. This action of yours could lead you to the closeness to the beloved of Allah Azza wa Jal and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the companions and the awliya Allahs. So yes, you are a Muslim, alhamdulillah. Let us become practical Muslims as the Sahaba ikram would follow the instructions of Allah Azza wa Jal and our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Here the examples are given. وَلْيَعْفُوا وَلْيَسْفَحُوا أَلَا تُحِبُّونَ أَن يَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. Not one place but many other places in the Holy Quran Park. There are several ahadith in relation to forgiving and the benefits of forgiving. So find it somewhere deep down in your heart to forgive those that you are upset with. Many a times we are not mindful about our blood relations. You know, blood relations, your maternal side, paternal side, cousins, family members, bas nafrat hi nafrat, arguments, ladaiyan, jhagde, jo fasad hai, all of this is instilled because of shaitan. Be alert and understand he is your open enemy. Where does he want you to succeed in this world or in the hereafter? So recognize your enemy, recognize your dushman, and thereafter, inshallah, reconcile for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Stay good, be good, do good. And before we close up, I would like to thank our Junaid bhai for blessing us here in studio today once again. And we hope that, inshallah, Zawajal, we can have him in our next programs. And wherever you are, please remember our Madani Maqsad is that we must strive to reform ourselves and the people of the entire world.
Inshallah,
Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.